Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. It's just going to be you and me for a little while. I've got some things I want to talk about now, and that's been sticking in my craw lately has been the conflict between Wall Street and Main Street, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past, but the thing that I don't understand about Wall Street, and this is an issue for major corporations as well. And by the way, I do think it's important to differentiate when we talk about Wall Street. I think it's important to differentiate between the corporations, the management of the corporations who are listed on Wall Street, or on the various exchanges, and the people who actually manage all that, who list those stocks, who trade those stocks, who influence those stocks, who analyze those stocks and report on that. That's one issue. That's the Wall Street part of the marketplace. And then we have the big business part of that, the publicly traded companies. And then the other element is Main Street, and that's where you and I live, down here on Main Street. Across America and across the world, actually. Main Street, all around the world, small businesses are there. And sometimes there's a conflict between those two groups, between those three groups, actually. And one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and actually for a while now, that troubles me, and that is something that's embedded in the concept of shareholder value. Now, when you hear corporate executives say, you know, we're doing this to maximize shareholder value, well, here's the confusing part to me, and I admit that I'm not a Wall Street expert. I've admitted that for a long, long time. I don't claim to be, but here's the thing that I'm confused about. If you have shareholders, they already have paid their money for those shares. They already own those shares. And what do they want to do? They want those shares to go up, right? That's what investors want. They want shares to improve. They want them to go up so they can sell them maybe and go buy some more. Some stock somewhere else. So when a CEO says, we're going to maximize shareholder value, what they mean these days is that we're going to cut the costs to whatever degree we have to raise profits so that the analysts will see our profitability and show us their favor, write nice things about us, and it'll make people want to buy our stock, and it'll bring the price up, and therefore we've maximized the shareholder value. Now that's the contemporary thinking, I think, on in major corporations and on Wall Street. Now, here's the part that I don't understand. Almost never do you hear people talking about the stock and the performance of a company. When you hear them talking about this on the stock programs, on the Wall Street programs, never do you hear them saying, what about our customers? What do our customers want? What do our customers need? Just once, I'd like to hear a CEO say, you know what we're going to do, guys? We're not going to be profitable or as profitable for the next 2 years as we could be. Because what we're going to do is we're going to invest in technology. We're going to invest in training our people. We're going to invest in the best people out there and the best training and the best resources and the best products. And we're going to take 2 years and we're going to retool our business. And we're going to blow our customers out of the water. We're going to love them up. We're going to show them that we're the best company in the world to do business with. But in order to do that, it's going to cost us some money. And therefore, we're not going to be as profitable. But shareholders, hang on. You're going to like what we're going to be doing. All right, folks, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to come back to this when we come back after these messages. Stay with me. Whether they're right or wrong, at least the mystery is gone.
Won't you come away with me?
Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm talking about, it's just you and me. And I'm talking about a conflict, frankly, that I have with the way Wall Street thinks and the way major corporations think. I was talking about earlier when I was talking about how sometimes when big businesses get into a bind, you know, the first thing they do is they cut expenses, which is all right. There's nothing wrong with that. We all should probably, small businesses should probably do more of that than we do. But sometimes, you know, they cut too deep. And the only reason they cut so deep is because they need to curry favor with the analysts on Wall Street. And I've said for a long time that, you know, Shakespeare, if you remember, Shakespeare with his tongue in his cheek 500 years ago said, first thing we do, kill all the lawyers. I believe if he came back today, he'd say, no, we still do that first thing. But second thing we do is we kill all the analysts. Because folks, what happens is these corporate CEOs have a quarterly conference call where they give guidance, they call it, to the analysts. Every industry has an analyst, have analysts who are specialists in that industry. And they listen to the and they see what the company says and what they're doing, and then they come up with their own ideas about what the company should be doing, which might be different from what the company says they're going to do. For example, the company might project X profit, and the analyst might project Y profit for that same company, even though they're not running the company. They're just analysts. And if the company misses either one of those marks, the company's mark or the analyst's mark, they get a black mark put by their name and their stock goes down, right? Happens all the time. So it seems to me that the CEOs have become so held hostage almost by the analysts because they want to drive the stock price up to maximize shareholder value that they've thrown the baby out with the bathwater. They've forgotten how to manage their businesses properly. They've forgotten how to focus on the customer. Because see, the most important person in the life of a company is not the shareholder. And it certainly isn't the analyst. In a world that makes any sense at all, that's not bizarro world, the most important person in a company is its customers. And the most important person to those customers are the company's employees. That's where the transactions happen. Remember what I've said before. Wall Street is the tail. Main Street is the dog. We can't let the tail wag the dog. And nothing happens on Wall Street until you and I sell something on Main Street. It just doesn't happen, folks. That's their, you know, yeah, we need their capital to grow our businesses all the way down the line, you know, coming all the way down the chain. But none of that happens. Wall Street dries up and blows away if you and I don't make a sale on Main Street. And so which is comes first then? The chicken or the egg? Well, I think it's the egg. And I think the egg is you and me making a sale on Main Street. And then all that rolls up and gives Wall Street the opportunity to securitize all that. And that's fine. That's good. Congratulations. But what we've got now is we've got the tail wagging the dog. We got analysts thinking that they know best, that they know more than anybody else. And they don't, you don't, I mean, watch some of the stock market programs. And in any given program, count the times that you hear them mention customers. Maybe once a show, but probably not at all will they ever use the term customers. Let me give you an example of something that happened recently that I know of. This isn't a story. This is a true story. I knew a young man who worked for a bank. I know a young man who used to work for a bank, I should say. So I tried to... Now, he works for a large regional bank. It's a publicly traded bank on the stock market, on the Main Street, on New York stock market. But it's a large regional. And I didn't know the number of his office, so I looked up the bank in the phone book, and I got a toll-free number. In other words, the local bank didn't even have a local phone number. So I dialed the 800 number. Guess what? I listened to all the messages. There was no person on the other end of the line. It was only a recording with all these options. Phone, mail, hell, right? So I go through all this. Not one place does it give me a chance to put in his extension if I knew it, or to click to a certain branch. Or I noticed that if I were a small business and I wanted to do business with them, I didn't have an option on their main toll-free number. So if I was mad at my bank and I wanted to move my checking account and all my business over to their bank, their phone number didn't give me the ability to do that. Preposterous, you're probably saying. Well, guess what? It's not preposterous. It's happening right now at that bank. It's happening a lot of places with these big businesses, because it costs too much money for them to have a person answering the phone. But it gets worse, and I'm going to tell you how it got worse on the other side of these messages, and it'll make my point about the problem with Wall Street and how Main Street is a place where those guys could learn a lot, where you and I are on Main Street. Tintel, stay with us.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Who is that, Donovan? I think that's right. Yeah, Donovan bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. All right, so I was telling you about this bank situation where I called the bank to find this guy on the phone, and I couldn't even get through the voicemail. Hell, there was no way to reach him on the phone system, because they wanted to have a regional automated system to save money, right? But I also noticed that I couldn't even, if I wanted to do business with them, there was no option for a small business in one of their towns or cities where they have banks. There was no way for anybody to pick up the phone book, make a phone call, connect with their local branch, and to move their account. So I found out how to get in touch with him. I finally figured it out through a contact and got through to the guy. Guess what I found out? He'd been terminated. He was terminated because they needed to cut costs. Not because he was an employee, a good employee, because he was, because they didn't want to let him go. But he and another employee locally had been terminated because their CEO had told the analysts that they were going to cut costs. Now think about this. The CEO was so beholden to the analysts, he was going to cut costs, and the only way he knew to cut costs, the best way he knew to cut costs, was to lay people off. So he laid these guys off. Laid my friend off. So think about what just happened, folks. instead of putting somebody on the phone to answer my call, or instead of having a phone system that actually worked so people could do business with them if they wanted to, they have this automated system, which is obviously turning people away, preventing people from doing business with them. So instead of fixing that, which if he did, in my opinion, they could not only not have fired my friend, but maybe hired two more just like him, that's what they got. And all because they're driven by the need to make the analysts happy. Cut costs, cut costs, cut costs. Well, cutting costs to make analysts happy, ladies and gentlemen, is not a way to seek excellence. It's not a way to serve customers. And so now you see, small business owners wouldn't do that. Small business owners don't do that because we are so close to our customers. We know that if we ever treated our customers like that, they'd drop us like it's hot, like we were hot, like we were some kind of a hot potato. They wouldn't leave us. They'd run away from us, and they'd go tell their friends about what we did to them immediately, right? We know about that. Wall Street is creating the opposite attitude, the opposite motivations for big corporations, and it's very unfortunate. And so I have two things to say about this to big business and to small business. Big businesses, if you can't get control of your guidance issues with analysts, if you can't figure out how to, I'm recommending that you not give guidance. I don't think Warren Buffett gives guidance. He doesn't have quarterly conference calls, I think. I don't think he does. Find a way not to give guidance to these analysts. Don't let their tail wag your dog. I know you need the stock to go up so that they can make the market for you. I know that. I know that's a conundrum. I know that's a conflict for you. But figure out a way to be less of a hostage to customers, to analysts, and be more of a servant to your customers. And I believe if you did that in 1 or 2 years, I think your problems would be solved. You'd have all the profit you can eat. That's to big business. Small businesses, until they do, that is an incredible opportunity for you. It's an incredible opportunity. When these big banks, for example, don't answer their phone, when I call an independent community bank in the community, guess what? I don't get a voicemail. I get a person. Guess where I do business? That's right. So small businesses across the board, not just small banks, as long as Wall Street is the tail wagging the dog of big business, you and I have incredible opportunity. You small businesses have incredible opportunity to differentiate ourselves and to really maximize our value, our shareholder value, because we treat our customers right. But you got to do this, folks. Don't underestimate the value of what you offer and charge your customers enough for it. That's how you'll make a profit. That's how you'll maximize your shareholder value. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. And how do you seek excellence? Take care of your customer first.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.